Many Americans watched in horror as rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol, and that includes immigrants to this country, many of whom fled the kind of political instability that we saw last week. Michigan Radio's Beenish Ahmed has been talking to people from some different backgrounds about the insurrection, and she joins us now. Hi, Beenish.
Hey, April.
So what have you been hearing from some of the sources that you tracked down?
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of different things from a lot of different people, and it kind of depends on where people are coming from. But by and large, I would say that I've heard from some different people who have told me that, you know, they came to America because they saw it as this beacon of democracy, this place where, you know, maybe the political instability or the political violence or even the coups that they had experienced in their home countries like just could not happen. And that was really stark to me when I spoke to a man from Togo who fled violence and instability in his home country. He's actually a resident at Freedom House, which is a Detroit nonprofit that supports asylum seekers. So he is in the midst of his asylum proceedings. And he says that he came to America as a safe haven, as a way to escape all of the violence that he had experienced back home. So for him to see rioters sort of scale the walls of the Capitol, enter into the halls of government, it really shook him. And he just kept saying again and again that like, he just didn't think this could happen in America.
It sounds like this moment might have been a real inflection point, changing how some people thought about the United States.
Yeah, I think that's right, especially for some newer immigrants. People who have been here for longer have seen some shades of this, I would say. I spoke to a young woman who is a Yemeni American. She immigrated to the United States when she was 3 with her family, and you know, she works now as a community organizer and social entrepreneur. Her name is Hanan Yahya. And she said that, you know, her family came to the U.S. hoping for better jobs, better educational opportunities, and end to poverty. And, you know, they really worked hard to find that here in America and were able to reap some of those benefits that they had hoped for. And, you know, one thing that really struck me in this conversation I had with her is that she said her youngest sibling, the youngest of 9, her name is America because she was the first one to be born after her family immigrated. And they named her after this country as a sort of tribute to what they saw in this country, the promise that they felt here. And so when she saw this insurrection happened, you know, she used the word betrayal. It felt like a betrayal. But at the same time, she said, you know, that she had seen some of those darker realities also. So it's kind of it's a complex thing for a lot of people.
Yeah. One thing that has come up a lot is how the protesters were treated by law enforcement. We've seen video of some police expressing sympathy. How did that sit with some of the folks you met?
Yeah, that's something that Hanan Yahya, who I just mentioned, told me about. She said that she had been a part of some demonstrations with the Black Lives Matter movement over the summer and had seen, you know, a heavy-handed approach from police regarding that demonstration, and which was very different to what we saw at the Capitol with how Capitol Police dealt with the rioters who entered the Capitol building. And, you know, she said that she saw it as a sort of double standard.
We've been on the receiving end of all this Islamophobia, all of this hatred, this bigotry, this double standard. And so when you see that, and then you see the way that Yemeni Americans have struggled in their communities to establish their voice, establish power, establish, you know, and working really hard to contribute and be a part of the American society, the fabric of the American society, that's where the double standard exists.
And what you heard there is, you know, here's a family that tried to do what they could to contribute, to be a part of the American dream, to live out its promise, and, you know, has had to contend with some negative stereotypes. And so for her, it really felt like a stark reality to see, you know, some of these demonstrators kind of not face repercussions in that moment, at least when they entered the halls of the Capitol, and, you know, being part of a community where she feels that that benefit of the doubt or that kind of easygoing approach is not taken.
Beenish, did you run into anyone for whom the events of last week at the Capitol were, while very troubling, not exactly shocking. Maybe people who had been aware of some of these currents in American life for some time.
Yeah, I think that came up a lot. And for, you know, some, like, it was completely unexpected, and they registered that it was a shocking moment, but at the same time, were able to say that, you know, these are kind of currents that they have witnessed across America for themselves. So one woman I spoke to is named Sadie Sarr. She immigrated from Senegal back in 2003. And she said that this insurrection really put forward a reality that she feels that she has known for some time in America, just because of who she is.
I felt that way because I am at the intersection of everything that America despises. I came into this country when xenophobia was in the rising and clear. I came into the country as a Black woman, a Black person, and I found out very quickly that my life did not matter.
Yeah, so for her, the insurrection was this kind of manifestation of a lot of things that she had felt, similar to Hanan Yahya, that double standard. And so she felt that, you know, because of the work she does, she works with Black undocumented communities, because of who she is, she had seen this kind of thing sort of in her lived experiences. And so she was not completely shocked when the insurrection happened.
The voices that we've heard so far seem to come from people who were on the progressive side of the political spectrum, folks who work with other immigrants, folks involved in Black Lives Matter. Did you happen to talk to anyone on the other side politically?
Yes, I did. And I think that it was interesting that there were a fair amount of parallels, even in what I heard from others as well. So I spoke with Jasmine Early, who I connected with through the group Latinos for Trump, which she is a part of here in Michigan. And she said that she was really saddened and troubled to see the violence at the Capitol. Now, I want to say that Jasmine told me that she wasn't sure if it was Trump supporters who stormed that building or another group. She said she wasn't there, and it sort of remains to be seen. But that she has her doubts about kind of what happened. But at the same time, she said that the response to it has been really stark for her. So on Sunday, seeing the kind of hardening of the Capitol building in Lansing, the tanks and the military armed and ready outside of a government building really reminded her of some of what she had seen in South America, where she's from. So Jasmine immigrated from Colombia about 2 decades ago, and she said that she has experienced a lot of threats and intimidation for her political views, which was an interesting contrast to what some of the other folks had told me about feeling that they were kind of ill at ease because of their identities. Jasmine says that she feels kind of on the defense because of her political beliefs.
It doesn't really matter now if you are a minority as me. They will attack you because you had a political stand. I have been called white supremacist, and I'm Hispanic, brown skin. So I saw the videos for Sunday, the military surrounding the government buildings, like our side are criminals who are going to go and cause those trouble. No.
So what she's talking about there is the hardening of the Capitol building in Lansing last weekend in response to some threats that potentially there could have been the same kind of violence there. But what Jasmine saw in that is a reflection of what she saw in neighboring Venezuela. She grew up in Colombia, and when Venezuela became communist, she said she saw the military out in force like that. She relates the deplatforming of the president and some of his allies, some people who support him, in the same way as the loss of freedom of speech for political opponents in communist countries. And so for her, she really is afraid of a loss of freedoms in this country for people who have different political beliefs or are supporting the president and some of his ideas. And so that is something that she's fearful of, is seeing those same realities come to place in her adopted home country, America. And for her part, she said she really hopes it doesn't come to that. And she's hoping that there can be an end to this kind of divisiveness and a return to normalcy, to peace.
We've been talking with Beenish Ahmed in the Michigan Radio Newsroom. Beenish, thank you so much for all of this.
Thank you.